AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade steps off an hour from now under tight security. Though New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton told CBS this morning there is no specific credible threat against the city.
We're a city that's constantly on alert because of the terrorism threats in general from ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We have the capability to respond very quickly if we do get a credible threat. But this Thanksgiving, we're looking forward to a very celebratory day, very safe day.
President Obama says it's a day for food and football.
But it's also a day to count our blessings and to give back to others. A reminder that no matter our circumstances, all of us have something to be grateful for.
He is again appealing to the nation to accept 10,000 more Syrian refugees this year, saying so much of our greatness comes from our generosity. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says Syria's civil war must be resolved diplomatically, but he is pleading with Parliament to back airstrikes against the Islamic State group in the meantime.
Working with a new representative government is the way to eradicate ISIL in Syria in the long term. But can we wait for that to happen before we take military action? I say we can't.
Turkey has said it warned a Russian warplane over Turkish airspace many times before it shot it down. Now, Turkey has released audio recordings of what it says are the repeated warnings. Meanwhile, an angry Russian President Vladimir Putin says Turkey has still not apologized for shooting down the plane or promised that those he called the culprits of this crime will be punished. Pope Francis got a raucous welcome today in Kenya, where he told Christian and Muslim leaders they must talk with each other and be prophets of peace. Costco says it looks as if a vegetable mix from a California food wholesaler may have been the source of E. coli in Costco chicken salad. This is AP Radio News. May the force be too much? AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
The force is strong in my family.
And that may be true for your family, too. The people who rate movies say the new Star Wars film might be a little too intense for preteens. The Motion Picture Association of America has given Star Wars The Force Awakens a PG-13 rating. That means parents are advised that some sci-fi action violence scenes in the movie might be too much for those younger than 13. However, if you do want to take someone younger, you can. There is no restriction on attendance. The movie opens December 18th. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The family of Pro Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford says signs of a degenerative disease linked to repeated brain trauma were found in his brain after he died. Gifford died of natural causes in August at the age of 84. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.